This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, live at the state capitol, Bismarck, today, day one of the Burgum administration. I still can't completely wrap my mind around that. You know, I really can't. It's pretty unbelievable. And you know, the whole story of Doug Burgum itself, and his growing up and losing his father at a young age, and you know, the relationship he had with his mother, and her having to go back to work because his father died, and then you know, having this idea out of college that you know, you buy a computer store that turns into a computer software store that turns into Great Plains that sells to Microsoft for north of $1 billion, and then you know, are one of the handful of leaders of this global juggernaut of Microsoft, and you come back and you could do nothing, and you could lay on a beach, and you could just be a philanthropist, and you say, you know, I think I want to be governor. I mean, it's incredible. And then to rock the political world in the way he did, by you know, throwing his name into the hat and defeating someone of the stature of Wayne Stengem for that Republican primary, it's just nothing short of amazing. It really is. It's very interesting times in which we live. And I do think the Burgum administration, and Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford, are going to show state government that you need to find the next gear. And the next gear above that. I mean, I think things will be different. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't think it'll be, you know, just peaches and cream and easy. But I think everybody's going to have to find that next gear. And that's okay. It's good to be challenged in life. So this will be fun to watch, no doubt about it. And, of course, the legislators who represent the people as well are going to come here and be part of that mix in the coming days. So there's going to be a lot to watch, folks, that's for sure. The governor's first cabinet meeting will happen later this hour. And we'll have some coverage of that later for you online. And we're going to chat with Cody Schultz, the Morton County Commission chairman, at the bottom of the hour. More on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Sherry and Willis has been waiting to get in. I really got into the zone with Scott Davis and didn't watch my call board there. So I apologize you had to wait as long as you did, Sherry. And I'm not sure if your question was for Scott, but let's get you in here. Tell me what's on your mind.
That's all right. That's all right. I enjoy listening, too. I was wondering if it's kind of a middle person that's being people that are being left out of the Standing Rock, I think. All the farmers and ranchers and residents that kind of got caught in the crossfire. Are there any thoughts or any plans on healing that rift that happened between those people? Because, you know, they're kind of intimidated, probably threatened, and their property impeded on. I haven't heard anybody talk about any forward motion to heal that hurt, because that's going to take quite a bit.
Boy, is it ever. And yeah, I have to tell you that the conversation I had with farmers and ranchers down in St. Anthony at the town hall early in this protest, I've said it before in the air, but it impacted me in a way I can't even really explain. To look into the eyes, to look into the eyes of moms and dads and know what they were going through, and knowing that, you know, many of them without sleep because of things happening at all hours of the day and night in their yards, and, you know, getting their kids to school being a challenge and all of that. You're absolutely right. I mean, their livelihoods were disrupted, and their lives were impacted in a big way. And I don't know. Go ahead, sorry.
You know, they got caught in the middle. They didn't want this. They didn't ask for it. And I don't know. I personally feel like they're kind of being forgotten about. I may be wrong, but that's how I feel.
Well, you know, the truth was nowhere to be found in the vast majority of the public view of all this. It was, you know, it would talk about a needle in the haystack. The truth was the needle in the haystack. And so it's not surprising. I would say the same about law enforcement. These people are being, they're right now, there's money being amassed to sue law enforcement over what happened. Are you kidding me? The people that put their lives on the line to make sure people didn't get killed, didn't get maimed. You know, I mean, wow. But that's why I say you can't make it up where it's at. Now, here's my thought, Sherry, in answer to your very profound comment and question. And that is that reconciliation is necessary both ways on all of this, right? In other words, if I'm in the mother of all disputes with somebody, nothing gets better until I say, fine, I understand you have a different viewpoint than I do. We're not going to necessarily meet or agree ever, but can we find a way forward? That's what has to happen. For to the extent I hurt you and that you were terrorized, I'm sorry for the role I played in that. Here's my world. Here's the shoes I walked in. So, you know, now I better understand the ones you were walking in. Can we find a way to just patch this up and go forward? That's the only way. And it's one word, leadership. It's going to take extraordinary leadership in the ag community. It's going to take extraordinary leadership in the political community. And I believe, most importantly, a recognition of that level of fear and terror and disruption to the daily livelihoods of people the leadership is going to have to come from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe as well.
Yes.
To get to that point.
You know, what needs to happen is sincere apology and forgiveness, and so often that doesn't happen, and that rift never gets healed. In fact, it probably gets worse over time.
Yep, and you can't fake it. You can't fake it. It has to be
real. Exactly.
Yeah, great points. Appreciate the call, Sherry. Sorry I had to wait so long to make your comment, and I'm sure Scott Davis would have agreed with you. He's a gem. Governor Burgum's lucky to have him remaining in the cabinet, and I think really well-intentioned member of Standing Rock, enrolled member there with real sway. I mean, Dave Archambault's a friend of his. He's not afraid to say that Dave Archambault is a friend. Now, he's not going to agree with him about the way things have been handled here or in other things, but I think this is an interesting analogy because everybody's freaking out now about, you know, Vladimir Putin might be a friend of the next Secretary of State, and somehow that's, you know, horrible, awful, and means you give your friend everything they want. Hardly. What it does is give you something very important, a relationship to bring your view, your way, your mission, your to the table, right? So I think in that sense that's very good that bond is there between those two, so. Just stay tuned. Let's hope it gets better. All right. Next guest on the program, speaking of the Trump administration, gets to tell us about a new day, and it is a new day in a new profound way as it pertains to how this industry will be dealt with in the Trump administration versus the Obama administration. Jason Bohr, president of the Lignite Energy Council, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Jason, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Thanks for joining us. Election night, were you waiting for every single vote to be counted and just like hanging on the edge of your seat to see what it meant for your industry?
You know, I used to get really excited about election day, and the last two, I really have tuned out simply because I knew where it was going and I knew it wasn't where I was personally going to enjoy things. And this election, you know, we've talked before. I saw a path forward for coal. Regardless of who won, but it's such a different feeling to say that the person who won is a friend of the industry rather than an acquaintance of the industry, which is what I think Senator Clinton was. So now we've got this change of when the biggest obstacles to the success of the industry was our own government. And now we've got people who want to see the industry succeed in an environmentally responsible way, and it's a new day. The challenges are still there, though, and I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to remember is we still have to figure out a solution to CO2. We still have to figure out a solution for the economic turmoil that the electricity markets are in, but we've got someone who wants to make it happen. Instead of someone who tolerates the coal industry enemy of it in some instances in this previous administration.
Yeah, it seems to me you go on offense rather than defense. And pick an industry. If you run a supermarket and you get up every day and you know that your government is out to get you, that literally there is a war on the grocery market, right? There's a war on the cereal aisle. You know, how do you operate in that environment? Every day you're playing defense. You're wondering what's going to come and where's it going to come from? So just the fact that you're on offense has got to be a big lift, even for people right here in North Dakota, getting up every day in this industry to make sure we have affordable, reliable energy, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's a completely different viewpoint. It's a completely different place from which you begin your day over the next 4 years at a minimum.
So the challenges I want to get to, for sure, but I think that, you know, it's impossible not to say, okay, just to know that weight of this war on coal that's after us is there. Now, we're going to come up on a break here, so I'll give you time to think about my next question, but as much as I would like to say the war on coal is not there anymore, the war on coal clearly still exists in my mind, I believe. But at least it's not coming from your elected, the president, you know, the administration, your own government. And I think that's where obviously we'll get into a little bit of the challenges. But hold tight to answer that question. Jason Bohr with us, president of the Lignite Energy Council, talking about a new day in the United States with, you know, a month or so away, a new president and a war on coal, hopefully, that will not come from government. So we'll talk more about that after the break. Cody Schultz, chairman of the Morton County Commission, will join us bottom of next hour. First Capitol, cabinet meeting, rather, here at the Capitol for Governor Doug Burgum, also getting underway in about 15 minutes. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. One of the biggest obstacles to implementing a successful safety program is cost. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing affordable safety and leadership training available at the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
3 days of training, 95-plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a workforce safety and insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings, I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330. The level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses.
The NDSC Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn more about great discounts and the diverse course lineup, go to www.ndsc.org.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live at the state capitol today. And it is a busy place. They're all in the Christmas spirit. The trees are up. They're having a grand old time. That's all good. And, of course, there's a new sheriff in town. Actually, it's a new governor. But the first day of the Burgum administration is today. He is officially, as of now, the governor. And his first cabinet meeting will take place here in about 10 minutes, too. So looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Beam Mobile. You know, they're everywhere you are. At home, the lakes, beyond. They have location in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bottineau. Over on the Minnesota side, Bemidji, Thiefer Falls, Detroit Lakes. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. And if you haven't done it yet, it's not too late to get all those great deals right up to Christmas. BeMobile.com/be rewarded. And when you sign up all year long, you get exclusive offers and free gifts on your birthday and a lot more, but some really good deals for Christmas, too. So BeMobile.com/be rewarded. Back with more of our conversation with Jason Bohr of the Lignite Energy Council on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments for Jason? We'll talk a little bit about the coal world. Certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I had a question for you before the break about the war on coal. So new Trump administration. Clearly, he's not going to wage a war on coal. They're going to be a friend, as you say, not a foe. But the war on coal really doesn't go away, right? I mean, you just have an ally in the war on coal, correct?
Yeah, that's right. There's still a lot of folks, a lot of kind of anti-progress associations that are going to be continuing to try and shut down fossil fuels and progress that they bring us. But you got a guy in the White House and administration who sees through that garbage and says, no, we have to have fossil fuels to maintain our prosperity. Let's continue to use them in a wise and efficient and environmentally responsible manner.
Karen in Fargo has a question on the coal industry for Jason Bohr, Lignite Energy Council. What's your question, Karen?
Yes, there was progress made in reducing carbon emissions from coal, even though the Obama administration wouldn't give the companies credit for it. Are you planning to continue to try to reduce carbon emissions?
Absolutely. That's one of the things where we think we've got even a better opportunity to do it under Trump. And it kind of gets back to why the Obama administration, some of their motivations, they just wanted to shut down the coal industry completely. So they wouldn't be content with a 5 to 10% reduction in CO2. So they were really pushing the technology faster than it needed to go. With Trump, I think he says, let's reduce CO2 by making our plants more efficient. And if you have to take 20 years to get to where Obama wanted to get in 10 years, then let's make it happen. It's still one of our priorities to reduce the CO2 because we think that there's ways to produce electricity more affordably with less CO2. So we're kind of in a position where we think there's economic reasons to pursue CO2 reductions and not just environmental reductions. And at that point, everybody benefits financially by doing some of the R&D things we're going to go do. But we don't think the CO2 question has been put off the table by Trump's election. We think it's still there. We're still dedicating resources to it.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. One of the challenges you mentioned earlier really have nothing to do with the sort of the regulatory side of things. It's just a market situation and the natural gas being cheaper, meaning that you have sort of a industry competitor, if you will. How much of the challenge in the industry right now is related to that, the low price of natural gas?
A big part of it is it's not just low price of natural gas, it's the low price of wind. Wind is so heavily subsidized that it's distorted the marketplace. But I also have to say that the technology around wind is continually improving. So it's getting to a place where subsidies are not. It's a viable alternative on a lot of days to coal. However, when it's not there, it's a big problem. Right now, in the upper Midwest, coal is providing 55% of the electricity, and wind is providing, 3%. Natural gas is at 27%. So on these types of days, we have to have coal, and the markets sometimes don't reward that long-term view of a diverse fuel mix. That we have to figure out how to compete better in a fluctuating economy. That's coal's challenge. You can't put that off on wind or natural gas. That's part of what we're doing. And natural gas prices we're not as worried about because, as you know, the best cure for low natural gas prices are low natural gas prices. Those things will fix themselves.
Two quick questions here. We only have 2 minutes left, so we'll go as quickly as we can here. But last question on the Trump administration. There seems to be a flirtation with the sort of environmental crazies, as I would call them, right? This the whole global warming jihad a little bit. Al Gore viewpoint, right? Does that worry you at all? What do you see them doing with that? What's going on there?
He's trying to understand what they really want and to see, is there a way... If they really want global CO2 reductions, if they're honest, then will they work with us to find breakthroughs in the coal technology that we can then take worldwide? I think that's what they're doing. And if someone tells Donald Trump, I want global CO2 reductions and I will support your research and development to make that happen, that's a wise partnership to make.
New question, unrelated to the Trump administration, we have a new governor. The Burgum administration, from the standpoint of the Lignite Energy Council, what does a new governor mean? Do you see Governor Burgum being coal friendly? Do you, you know, what are you hopeful for?
I think it's pretty exciting. His background in the high tech world allows him to understand how big a game changer a technology breakthrough can be, and I think it's going to be exciting to also for him to use those relationships with Bill Gates and others who have been leading global environmental activists. Maybe he can use that relationship to bring them in and say, you know, there's a way to do this that makes everybody happy and makes everybody a lot of money, and that's by pursuing R&D breakthroughs. But I think he can bring a lot to the table in just his background.
Yeah, it's an interesting analogy on R&D, because R&D is what the industry has done all along. It's one of the things that drives me crazy about the critics of the coal industry, where they don't look at the billions invested in the progress you've made on reducing these emissions. And that came from R&D, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you look at him and you can draw very strong analogies. Look how Microsoft changed the world when they were able to nail their Windows application. But then look how Apple changed the world with their iPhone. We've got that technology. We're developing our own game-changing technology. And to be able to get him on board, it's going to have worldwide implications for the energy industry.
Jason, thanks a bunch. Good chat. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, if you want to find out more about how you can be part of this effort, SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great website. Jason Bohr, president of the Lignite Energy Council, our guest. When we come back, Cody Schultz, Morton County Commission Chair, the latest on the campsite, the meeting on Monday, where we go from here. Get the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest day 127 coming up. Watch Facebook Live for the governor's cabinet meeting coming up, too.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot Stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week, they draw new names, so you have to register new. Every week at a PetroServe USA store near you, tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Capital in Bismarck today on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today in part by our friends Jim and his team at NorthDakotaFlagpoleGuy.com. Making America great starts with you. Remember that. Show your community and your country that you stand behind America. Replace that political yard sign with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. My friend Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com lets you remind your community that we stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. What a way to do it. And by the way, all of Jim's flags, all the flagpoles, all the accessories, all American made. Now, you might be one of those folks buying a cheap flagpole made in another country. Bad idea. Show your support for America and purchase that very symbol from Jim. American made and proud of it. You can call him at 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Our next guest is a member of the Morton County Commission, Cody Schultz, with us at the Capitol today. Cody, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. How's things? I mean, I imagine you're getting calls from folks all across the country saying, are you okay? Is everything all right? I mean, we've been under siege, for crying out loud, for, we're over 100 now in the amount of days. Every day we count down the days. So what's it feel like?
Well, it's been long. We're close to 130 days now, Scott. Our law enforcement folks, you can see the fatigue. I mean, they've been done an incredible job up to this point, but we're ready for this, for the next step in this process. I can tell you that.
What's the mood in the community? How would you assess Bismarck, Mandan, Morton County? How are folks feeling about what's going on?
Well, it's changed recently. You know, in the last 3 weeks with the weather change and some decrease in protest activity, I would say prior to about 3 weeks ago, the tone in the community was anger. I'd say even disgust at times. Now it's probably decreased down to a level of annoyance and frustration, but it's getting better. I think part of that too is the holidays coming up, people, you know, looking forward to spending time with family and friends and hoping that our law enforcement community can do the same.
I've detected anger, fear, disgust from a lot of people. Those sentiments still out there amongst your constituents?
I think it is. You know, one thing to consider is, you know, this has affected so many people either directly or indirectly, in that, you know, you've got family and friends. This is a tight-knit knit community. And between the law enforcement response, with the National Guard being here, I mean, some of the banks that have been affected, you either know somebody or related to somebody that's been directly affected with this or has lived down in the protest area in southern Morton County. So you bring up another word, that fear. That was there, absolutely. And I think that's faded a little bit, you know, with the decreased activity over the last couple weeks, but still frustration. You know, we've talked a lot, and there's been some meetings recently, I'm sure we'll discuss here, looking toward healing relationships. And I think that's good that we're looking at those things now. The issue of the pipeline and the protests may not be completely over, but I think the opportunity is now to start healing some of those relationships.
What is the current assessment of the illegal activity of the encampments? I mean, from an operations standpoint, Sheriff Kirkmeyer, what does the scene now look like?
Well, there's still a great deal of structures, both permanent and temporary structures, at the protest camp on the core property, as you know. I think the assessment that Dave Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, indicated Monday night, they are estimating about 300 people left at the camp. Our law enforcement has said it's probably a little bit higher than that. I know they looked... late last week, I believe, there was a vehicle count in the upper 400s. So I would suspect it's somewhere between that 300, 750 is about the population of the camp, but the tone has been different. You know, it's quieter. I think most of their time is spent staying warm rather than looking at, you know, protest activity or moving up into town.
My understanding all along is there was always a large element of people who were illegally camping and engaging in some of the things, but not necessarily part of the active agitator, you know, the bad actors, if you will, that were plotting and planning and doing some of the more despicable things directed at law enforcement and trying for the confrontation. So the big numbers were not Lily White, because they're camping illegally. They're part of an effort, but they're not meaning to do anyone harm. On the other hand, kind of a core group, and I've always heard a number somewhere between 300 and 500 that were the bad actors, that were the professional thugs, if you will, that do this stuff and organize. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, yeah, Scott, it is, absolutely. And I think we actually, from the county and state law enforcement side, actually broke it probably into three groups. You know, you've got your larger numerical majority that were relatively peaceful, as you mentioned, trespassing, but peaceful. That 300 to 500 was individuals that were willing to partake in illegal activity, the trespassing and those kind of things. And then even a smaller subgroup than that was... had the potential for violence. I don't know exactly what the number, you know, there was always turnover. It wasn't always the same people from day to day, but that group was even smaller, somewhere in the, just estimating, 150, 200 range that had the potential for violence.
How many of them are still here?
I think that number has gone down significantly. That's my, maybe it's more hope than anything else, but just based on what we've seen the last couple of weeks, you know, the activity's down. I think some of that is due to that element leaving. Some of it may have to do with when those that are still here are, you know, bound by the weather and other things, but I think that number's way down.
So one last question on the last 130 days before we look forward here a little bit. Are you frustrated as a Morton County Commissioner that more wasn't done? I mean, I talk to listeners almost every day that are mad, and they want somebody to do something. Sometimes that ire is directed at the governor, who's now the ex-governor. Sometimes that ire is directed at the attorney general, who is still the attorney general, who, by the way, I talked to yesterday and basically said there are things in the works, and when I'm ready to talk about it, I'll come on and tell your listeners about it. But, you know, enormous amount of frustration. Do you feel that way? Do you say, we blew it, we dropped the ball, we didn't handle this well? I mean, realizing hindsight's 20/20, what did we do wrong?
Well, frustrated, sure, but my frustration, or most of it, 90% of it, is aimed at the federal government, because there were so many things that required federal approval or federal assistance. We're talking about property on the encampment on core property. As to the state response, no. I mean, we've worked incredibly well together. As you know, for quite a while now, the organizational structure for the law enforcement and emergency management response has been unified. I mean, it's an organizational structure called Unified Command. You know, hindsight being 2020, I think there's some things that we could have done earlier in the process in terms of integrating, you know, the state and county response. The other thing, lessons learned, is on the public information side, the messaging.
We got destroyed.
Absolutely, especially on the social media side of
it. Lost the information war from the get-go, and boy, when you lose that, then forget about it, right? Once you've lost the truth or some ability to defend the truth. Man, it's tough, isn't it?
It's tough, especially on the national level. You know, I think the public information officers we had were great at the local level, but, you know, we're not equipped for that. Orton County doesn't have a full-time public information officer. We brought two in temporarily, and they did a great job. But at the national level, yeah, we got destroyed. But the other thing that's difficult about that, you said the word, is we're bound by the truth. When they, even some of these what seem like outlandish accusations, we still have to do due diligence and make sure that, you know, what we refute, we do it correctly. And that takes time. By the time that vetting is done, some of these ridiculous accusations become, you know, truth in the mind of those readers of social media and even the national media.
Yeah, interesting. Speaking of the feds, I know that Sheriff Kirkmeyer and other law enforcement leaders have, fired off a letter demanding an answer from the Justice Department. They finally got one, which was... What did you make of the response from the federal government on that?
Yeah, it confused me in that it was almost circular logic in that the request was for 100 federal law enforcement agents. I believe U.S. Marshals is what they asked for, and the response was they thought that sending those folks would escalate the situation. But on the other hand, they've been telling us to a certain extent that this is peaceful, so... How would the mere presence of law enforcement escalate a situation with lawful, peaceful people? Doesn't make any sense at all. It's not logical. So it was confusing, but it wasn't surprising. It's the response that we've been getting, from the get-go from the federal government, with the exception of, you know, the local representatives, U.S. Attorney, U.S. Marshal have been great, incredibly helpful, but they've just been getting stonewalled out of D.C.
Yeah, and they're hung out to dry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can look at other conflicts. You can look at the Bundy situation west, and they were not. I mean, they literally sent a SWAT team, federal force, into a picnic shelter, for crying out loud, in Oregon. You know, with the Bundy situation. So the double standard is just absolutely awful.
Scott, can I mention too, you know, part of the letter requesting that pointed out a few things in that, you know, local and state law enforcement, there's been protest activity at the federal building, at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer building here in Bismarck. Who responds to that? Local law enforcement. So all we were asking for is a return of the favor to a situation that's clearly a federal issue with the encampment, and we didn't get it.
Let's talk about the meeting on Monday night. How many people there?
I am at right around 20, I believe.
Okay. So Morton County officials, the sheriff was there, governor, lieutenant governor, his crew, and who was there from Standing Rock?
Chairman Dave Archambault. I believe there were four members from the tribal council, and then one former tribal council member who's working as a consultant with the tribe.
How would you characterize the meeting?
I believe it was a good first step. Scott Davis, Indian Affairs Commissioner, was there as well. He characterized it as a good meeting, and the term he used is baby step, and I think that's appropriate. I was heartened by the tone of the meeting. Some of the meetings up to this point were... The tone wasn't always great. This one was much better. The governor kicked it off right away, indicating, listen, we understand we've got some disagreements. There are issues in the past. Let's focus on today, moving forward, and rebuilding the relationship between state, county, and tribal governments. So one issue of production that came out of the meeting was a consensus on both a process and timing for getting that backwater bridge tested. Looking at considering opening that back up for traffic, should it be safe, or at least talking about timing for that, should there be some repairs required. So overall, I think it was a good meeting. It was worthwhile. Lasted about 3 hours. Morton County hosted it at our county courthouse, and I'm glad it took place.
I want to ask you a little bit about that bridge, because that's one of those things that makes its way into the news, and a lot of things are said, and the allegations are the bridge is being closed to do economic harm to the casino and do all kinds of things. And ironically enough, the bridge was damaged by the protesters, so they have only themselves to blame. But I want to ask you about that and where we go from there after we take a short break. Talking with Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, on What's on Your Mind Today Live.
Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 presents another Conversation with Carson. Carson Wentz is on the line to tell us about Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
You just purchased a spa and game room package from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Just kind of tell us about the whole experience.
Yeah, it was really cool. I went in and I met Vince and Ben. It was really cool. Obviously going into their showroom, you kind of see a little bit of everything. You see the game tables, the hot tubs, the patio furniture, and working with them, they made me feel comfortable buying from them. They cared about what I was interested in. You could tell they cared about their product that they were selling. And, they were just good guys that were very helpful.
The grind of the NFL can be tough on a player, and certainly a rookie quarterback that everybody's gunning for. How is the hot spring hot tub helping you get ready for the next big game?
Yeah, it's actually helped me quite a bit. I use it a couple times a week and just helps me to recover and to just get my muscles and get my legs really more than anything. I'm feeling good, ready to go, so it's been really nice.
Is every day made better for Carson Wentz with your home full of fun products from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
Without a doubt. Knowing I can come home, and I think everybody needs a little way to kind of get away from whatever it is their job is. As much as I love the game, it's nice to just come home and go downstairs and play some pool, throw some darts, just kind of sit in the hot tub, just relax, get away from it, get my mind right.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Shop Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. Minot on 83 Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet, next to Kmart, Grand Forks on South Washington, and next to Spitfire, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo. Tell them Carson sent you.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Scott Hannon live at the state capitol, Bismarck, today on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Busy show today, busy day at the capitol. A new governor, Doug Burgum, just wrapping up a meeting with his cabinet We'll have coverage of that on Facebook, by the way. The media attending that for the first few minutes to see some new faces in the cabinet. And, of course, Governor Burgum is Governor Burgum, which is still just really an amazing thing when you think about it. So, anyway, lots going on today at the Capitol. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's has a busy December and a busy January. They're always going. And if you want to find out where their next machinery auction is or some of that great land they're auctioning, you can give them a call. They'll send you a catalog. That's one way to do it. 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. Or you can go to Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com and find out more about those land auctions, machinery auctions, and don't forget that beautiful new Auction Center of North America that's going up on I-94 right there at Steele. It's a beautiful new facility, and we'll be out there for their grand opening. We're out there for their first machinery auction. Looking forward to that, too. If you see Kevin, congratulate him on his son. Is going to join the University of North Dakota, a great football player out of Fargo South, and he's actually going to UND. Just announced that. So, in my view, we picked the right school.
Go Hawks.
Cody says, "Go Hawks." That I can't bring myself to say yet. It gets stuck in my throat. I don't know. I can say "Go Sue," but sorry, Todd. I know you're going to get a call. All right, back with more with Cody Schultz, Morton County Commission member, joining us today to talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and where we find ourselves today. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the meeting on Monday between the tribal leaders, state and county government leaders, and the bridge is a big issue. Is the bridge in bad shape?
Well, we don't know exactly how bad of shape. I know that DOT was able to get on that bridge just very briefly after October 27th. I don't know the exact date, but it was after the fire and the riot on October 27th where three vehicles were burned on the bridge. They were able to do a visual inspection. And this bridge is a little bit unique from what Grant Levi, the North Dakota DOT director, tells me. And it's a bridge that was built in the 60s. It's not the same as most bridges that have a concrete deck. This has a number of stringers that are concrete and a very thin layer of asphalt over the top. The visual inspection that they did found damage to the asphalt on top. What we don't know yet is if the structural integrity of those concrete stringers underneath are damaged. And that was part of what was talked about at Monday's meeting, is creating a safe environment so the engineers can get in there, take the core samples they need to test the concrete. And within that concrete on the stringers, there's also steel reinforcement that, as I understand it, if that fire reached a temperature of 1,000 degrees or more, it could have damaged not only the concrete but the steel in there as well. But I mentioned to you, Scott, I was on that bridge. October 27th was the day of the largest fires. 2 days later, which was Saturday the 29th, I was invited to the bridge to take part in a prayer ceremony with Arvel Looking Horse, who's a spiritual leader of the Sioux people. And it was about noon on Saturday when I was on that bridge. Those vehicles were still smoldering. As I walked, I could feel the heat coming up from the bridge through my boots. I could feel the heat on my feet, and my feet were sticking to the bridge where that asphalt had melted. So clearly there's some damage to the surface. We just don't know the extent at this point.
And again, damage that was conducted by these thugs,
right,
who took these vehicles, burned them on the bridge.
That's correct. Yes.
Right? I mean, so all this damage is caused there. Now, their allegation, I think, is that you guys are slow walking this. That DOT doesn't want to, you know, go in there and test this, and that this is a inflict some pain kind of move on them. How in the world that could be when they caused the damage in the first place, I don't get, but we are where we are. What do you say to folks who say you're slow walking?
Absolutely not the truth. I mean, one thing that we have to make sure is that there is a safe environment on that bridge to get civilian engineers on there to test that. Scott, just this past Friday, as you know, since that bridge has been closed, there's been people coming up to that bridge to protest or just coming out of the protest camp up to the bridge for whatever reason. And just this past Friday, 6 days ago now, someone came out of the protest camp in a car, turned north, and drove about 30 miles an hour into one of the Jersey barriers that's on that bridge. That's just 5 or 6 days ago. And there's been individuals on that bridge almost every day since then. So what we need to get is law and order back. We need some assurance from whether it's tribal government or leaders at the protest camp. Keep people off. We need to get engineers on there.
Let me play diplomat for a second. Chairman Archambault, we will expedite the inspection and repair of that bridge the second there is not one individual in the camp illegally?
That is something that was discussed at Monday's meeting. What did come out of it was a joint effort from the governor and the tribal chairman to engage the BIA to see if there's some jurisdictional issues there, obviously, but if that joint request happens, they'll work through the bureaucracy and see if BIA can secure that area, create a safe environment.
I have a minute left. I'll ask you two quick things. One, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, obviously is going to deal with this issue soon. He's talked about it, and that he would do it, differently. There were reports of a meeting with officials from Standing Rock and the Trump transition team. Does that concern you?
No, not at all. I think it would be a good thing. Any time communication that both sides know the position of the other, I think that's a good thing. Whether there's any changes or productivity that came out of it, I don't know. But, hey, listen, even if there isn't an agreement, you can get some understanding when you sit down and talk to one another.
20 seconds for this answer. What's the way forward?
Really, from our perspective, we are reactive. The federal government's going to have to decide what ultimately happens with that easement, and tribal government and leaders of the protest camp are going to have to decide what their response to that is.
So the federal government holds the key to the future on this long nightmare for North Dakotans. Thankfully, there is a President Trump rather than a President Clinton, because the long nightmare may be ending soon. Let's hope so. I for one, don't want Donald Trump's administration rewarding thugs, because if they feel they can be rewarded from this kind of behavior and get a meeting,
save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money-back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.